We were very joyous, and we were pleasantly surprised. It just came out of nowhere. No one saw this coming. I figured that it would happen sooner or later because the horse is out of the gate.
And now we'll hear from Robin Tyler.
I think really the reason why they did it is they said why they did it. How can you possibly defend something that is that unconstitutional? So he finally was brave enough to take the step and do something that is really important, because it should affect all the other rights as well. If they have to recognize the federal government, our marriages, if it gets to that point, then also they have to recognize people's right to work, because we still can't work in 32 states. If you're gay or lesbian, you can be fired or transgendered. And so I think that, it's like a big plus for us, but we must remember that the United States is behind every other developed country with regard to gay and lesbian civil rights. And so this is like the last holdout.
Right. And so what does this mean for the gay rights movement in the future?
It means that what we're doing is correct. This is the most exciting time in history for our movement, because this is the time when the walls are beginning to crack and come down. The fact is, we need a comprehensive national, federal civil rights bill for LGBT people, just like they did for African Americans in the 60s. They need to know that we are not going away till we have all of our rights.
So what do you think President Obama's decision means for Proposition 8?
I think it means that that he's saying if it's unconstitutional, then to the federal judges have to look at him saying it's unconstitutional and realize that it's unconstitutional, and not cling to the thing of, oh, can other people intervene? They all have to stop delaying. It's unconstitutional. We feel that the Ninth Circuit Court should immediately allow people to marry here in California. That's the very first thing. There's no compelling reason not to let them marry, and they keep bouncing Prop 8 around like a hot potato. You know, there were tens of thousands of us on the streets after Prop 8 passed, mm-hmm. and we should never get off the streets. They need to understand, we need not to assume that, oh, the governor's going to give it, or the president's giving us something, or the courts will give us something. Nobody really gives you anything.
So you're saying you have to fight for
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, you want it all. Right. We don't want it in pieces. We just want it all. Let's have it over and done with.
Right.
And let's get on with the business of living. Power is never given. It has to be taken. And so we need to be as radical as we were after Prop 8. Because, in California, we may have all of our rights here, but if we go to Alabama, we won't even have the right to work.
So both you and Diane have been involved in the gay rights movement since the very beginning. And so did you think that it would take this long to get where we are today?
No. No, I called for the first march in Washington in 1979. And I produced the main stages of the first three marches, and I didn't think it would take so long.